2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Monday, August 17th, and this is Utah's new news. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's a beautiful day, sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, but boy, it's hazy out there, and it's hot, 90 degrees.
Nice and easy on the freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Utah Jazz and Denver Nuggets playoffs.
The Utah Jazz tipped off against the Denver Nuggets just 30 minutes ago in the first round of the playoffs. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live now. And Paul, how's it going for the Jazz?
Well, for right now, they are down against the Denver Nuggets. It's the very first quarter, and they're down 14-18. But they have officially started their playoff run for the 2020 season. However, Bojan Bogdanović and Mike Conley, they're out for now. Many Jazz fans say they really don't know what to expect from the team because of the shortened season. The Break Grill manager, Ryan Oliver, says this season really has lowered expectations for a lot of fans, but they're still doing what they can to make sure that the fans have a good time while watching the game.
These start times have been interesting. I mean, I understand they're in all playing on the same court, so they've got a schedule appropriately, but yeah, these 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock start times are a little different.
The Jazz are missing two of their starters, but then again, so are the Nuggets. Conley, out for the birth of his child, is expected to return, but he will still have to be in quarantine for a few days when he does. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A woman is dead after being stabbed and thrown from a car that she was driving on I-15 last night. Utah Highway Patrol says they believe the woman gave a ride to a stranger when he pushed her out near the Second West exit in Farmington. Lieutenant Nick Street says the man was later found wandering the city streets with one shoe, no shirt, and bloody pants.
The suspect was able to steer the car from the passenger side 200 to 300 yards ahead of where the victim's body was found.
18-year-old Oscar Cuevas Landa told the police he got a ride from a woman who looked at him funny, so he stabbed her. Cuevas Landa was booked into jail for investigation of murder and aggravated assault.
Utah's 2020 school year.
The Murray City School District was the first along the Wasatch Front to begin the school year today. Jeanette Bowen chose in-class learning for her children.
Murray City School District has put in a lot of great safety precautions that give our kids every fighting chance of being able to stay in school, and we've talked to them about the importance of following those guidelines.
The schools all have new markings to show the proper distance. Children and teachers and staff were wearing masks today, and the district is doing half days for 2 weeks to get everyone settled into the new year. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. One of the nation's top health experts says not every school should be opening its doors, but there are some who can do it safely.
School districts in Texas and Georgia shutting down soon after opening up. Harvard Global Health Institute Director Dr. Ashish Jha says where those outbreaks are happening,
they're just not doing this responsibly.
The reason? Their community transmission levels are too high.
Whereas in New York and Massachusetts and Michigan and other places, I do think we can open up schools safely because community transmission is very low, and that's really what matters.
Testing is still a real problem, he says. Not enough and a slow turnaround for results. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We know the virus hits those with underlying medical conditions the hardest. And a new study from the CDC found nearly half of adults in the U.S. are at risk because of them. The study also found disparities in some racial and ethnic groups. The top three most at risk were American Indian, Alaskan Native adults, followed by Black adults and white adults. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on members of the House back to Washington to deal with concern over the U.S. Postal Service. ABC's Catherine Falders has the latest.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has cut the summer recess short, calling all members back to Washington, D.C. to address the crisis with the U.S. Postal Service and questions about the November election. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has called on Leader McConnell to reconvene the Senate to address funding for the Postal Service. Many Democratic senators have lined up behind Schumer in his calls for the Senate to return, and some Republicans. Republican Senator Susan Collins tweeted, quote, "The Senate should return this week to consider a COVID-19 package that includes the Postal Service Emergency Assistance Act." Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump says he never asked Postmaster General Louis DeJoy to slow down the mail. The president says USPS has been losing money because of the expense of delivering packages for internet retailers.
One of the things the post office loses so much money on is delivering packages for Amazon and these others. Every time they deliver a package, they probably lose $3 or $4.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he does not plan to reconvene the Senate and that USPS is going to be just fine. President Trump also making some changes in Alaska.
The Trump administration announced Monday it will allow oil and gas drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve, or ANWR. Environmental groups have for decades raised concerns that drilling there would significantly disrupt the wilderness and tribes in the area. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt said the federal government will make approximately 800,000 acres of the coastal plain of ANWR available for oil and gas leasing, possibly as early as the end of this year. Legal challenges to those leases are expected. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Democrats begin their attempt at a virtual convention tonight. Your voice, your vote 2020. ABC's Alex Stone is in Wilmington, Delaware.
In some ways, this is like covering a big Zoom call. Video messages sent in from around the country. Some are pre-recorded. Democrats are trying to make sure this doesn't seem like an infomercial, like they're trying to sell you an air fryer when you tune into it and hear a bunch of pro-Democrat messages without a crowd, but nobody knows how it will be received.
We'll carry speeches from the convention throughout the week. Coming up on KSL, doctors are worried that too many Utahns are missing routine cancer screenings in record numbers. We'll learn more next, and a look at your noontime drive.
An easy drive on the Valley freeways, but a crash at 1300 South, 11th East, with Salt Lake City PD on the scene. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
On Washington politics.
The responsibility of the United States is to lead in the world. That role is being threatened from the inside.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry.
Weekdays 1230 till 3
on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
This commercial is only for homeowners who've been thinking about replacing their old worn-out air conditioner and furnace. Everyone else, you can stop listening. No, seriously, I'll wait for you. We good? Okay. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you may have heard about our 2020 relief sale that's going on right now. You know the sale where you can get $2,020 off a new Carrier air conditioner and furnace? Now, this isn't some rebate that you have to submit to the manufacturer. We're going to give you $2,020 off on the spot. The first step? Schedule a free estimate. We'll come out and size the system to fit your home and comfort preferences. Then we'll present you with options and give you $2,020 off whichever option you choose. The sale won't last long, so if you're a homeowner thinking about replacing your old worn-out air conditioner and furnace, schedule a free estimate with Any Hour Services. Mention our 2020 relief sale when you call, and you'll save $2,020 off your new Carrier air conditioner and furnace. Call 801-443-7600, 801-443-7600. You can also Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
The key to any project, son, is having the right tools. Hand me the hammer.
Hammer.
Now the saw.
Okay.
And the Mountain America Rewards credit card.
The rewards card?
Yeah, I forgot the 2x4s. Besides, every time we use our rewards card, we get double points.
This summer, enjoy double rewards with the Mountain America Rewards credit card. Apply at macu.com/double.
Double rewards. Got it.
So, what did we learn?
To make a list?
On approved credit, membership required based on eligibility.
Offer expires August 31st.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, the Utah Jazz tipped off against the Denver Nuggets just 30 minutes ago. Right now, let's give you an update with just a couple of minutes left in the first quarter. The Jazz are down the score right now 20-25, and we'll continue to keep you up to date. Health experts say masks may help prevent the spread of influenza this flu season, but ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton, says getting vaccinated may be more important than ever.
Right now, there are some things we can do to reduce our risk of COVID-19, but we know that getting vaccinated against influenza is also under our control. And as we look ahead towards the fall and winter, we don't want two circulating respiratory viruses that can have a major impact on our hospitals and on people's lives.
Doctors say that they are worried hospitals full of coronavirus patients won't have room for those flu patients if people don't get their shots. Here in Utah, doctors say folks are missing their routine cancer screenings in record numbers. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports those doctors say that's dangerous and unnecessary.
Dr. Mary Beckerly with the Huntsman Cancer Institute says skipping your cancer screening is a problem.
The National Cancer Institute estimates that just for breast cancer and colorectal cancer alone, the reduction in screening that happened in the first 6 months of the COVID-19 pandemic is likely to result in 10,000 more deaths due to breast cancer and colorectal cancer in the United States alone.
And Dr. Brett Parkinson with Intermountain Healthcare says 75% of breast cancer patients have no family history of the disease.
We identify about 4 or 5 cancers per 1,000 screening mammograms that we do. If all of those women skip their mammogram, then we look at the next year, then we're going to see twice as many cancers, half of which will have grown perhaps significantly.
Many people are scared to go to the doctor because of the coronavirus, but Dr. Beckerly says there's no need to worry anymore about going to the clinic.
Everyone is masked. We also practice physical distancing in our waiting rooms. Everybody who comes into the hospital or clinic has a temperature check, has their hands sanitized, and we also have been spreading out our patient appointments, offering extended hours.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Our noontime drive on this Monday looking really good out on the Valley freeways. No accidents or delays. And that does include I-15 both directions between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. Now, we do have a couple of surface street problems. One is a crash with Salt Lake City PD on the scene, 1300 South, 1100 East. Another one called out in West Valley, 5600 West at 2400 South. Many parents today are researching the benefits of sending their child to a boarding school during the global pandemic instead of forced online learning, even private day school. Research wasatchacademy.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's a hot one. Here's Grant Wayman.
Temperatures soaring up to 102 today. Lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's New News, how are back to school and mask requirements working in other states? We will go in depth on that subject. And right now, at the end of the first quarter, the Nuggets are leading the Jazz by a score of 31-22. We'll continue to keep you up to date right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, Utah's all-day companion for news. The pandemic has been a crazy time for moms who have spent their days running from one thing to another to make sure their kids are getting everything they need. The problem is that hasn't left much personal time for exhausted moms. Isn't it time you do something for yourself? The folks at Sono Bello want you to think about doing something that's going to make you feel better about the way you look. And that's by getting rid of that fat that genetically accumulates in places that you can't do much about. It won't eat up a lot of your precious time. With one comfortable visit to Sono Bello, you could get rid of that stubborn fat. The folks at Sono Bello promise that advanced laser fat removal will do that for you in just one visit, and you will want to act now to save $250. Can you imagine getting rid of those problem areas permanently? That extra fat on your stomach, your back, or your thighs, gone for good? That's the Sono Bello promise. Find out more about this remarkable procedure by visiting sonobello.com/radio. Do it today. Save $250. You've been doing for everyone. Give yourself permission to take care of you. Visit sonobello.com/radio.
Hi, my name is Nina, and I day trade for a full-time income. Just like many of you, when I first heard about Try Day Trading, I had so many questions. What is day trading? Is it real? Is it something I could do with no financial background? And would I have time to do it with two little kids at home? Luckily, for only $10, I could try it, pain-free, test out their proven system, and see how trading could fit into my life. 3 years later, I can talk about how my husband was able to quit his job and how I can support my family working part-time hours from anywhere in the world. The best news is you don't need to take my word for it. You can try this for yourself, and Try Day Trading will work one-on-one with you and answer all of your questions and show you how this works. For only $10 and 30 days, find out for yourself how Try Day Trading can change your life. Visit trydaytrading.com and register for a free online webinar today.
Leaky faucets, clogged drains. If the plumbing systems in your home aren't working properly, call ARS Rescue Router today. For a limited time, we'll take $99 off your plumbing or drain repair. With over 40 years of exceptional service, we'll keep your safety top of mind with our zero-contact service. Call us today to fix your home's plumbing problems and get $99 off. Call 801-803-5941 for details. ARS Rescue Router. Making it work, making it right. License number 353-474-5501.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
Stay up to date on all the day's news. All you need to do is text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
temperatures in the Salt Lake Valley are expected to reach triple digits. And to help keep everyone safe, the Salt Lake County Health Department has reopened a pair of cooling centers. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, the Granite School District is changing its elementary school schedule. Elementary students will be in person Monday through Friday with remote learning and teacher planning time on Fridays. Third is Look at Your Noontime Drive. It's sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Crash-free and delay-free on the Valley freeways, but in South Salt Lake, crews are responding to a natural gas leak, and it could affect traffic in the area of 3300 South at 500 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Super hot temperatures again today, 102. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
94 degrees already downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Postmaster General has agreed to appear before the House Oversight Committee on sweeping changes to the Postal Service. This is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi cut recess short, calling lawmakers back to work to vote on legislation blocking those changes, concerned not only about how cost-cutting measures could have slowed the delivery of mail, but the impact it could have on November's election. And now legal action could be coming from a group of attorneys general.
Sources tell ABC News that attorneys general from Virginia, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Minnesota, and Washington, all Democratic attorneys general, are having ongoing conversations about how to sue the Trump administration in an effort to protect operations of the United States Postal Service. Sources say the group from at least six states is expected to announce legal action as soon as this week. Democrats on Capitol Hill are demanding an urgent hearing next week, requesting the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, testify before Congress. DeJoy is under scrutiny for cutting back costs and overtime. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
The U.S. coronavirus death toll now topping 170,000 as schools scramble to prevent further infections upon reopening. In New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio saying that schools will do whatever it takes to keep students and educators safe.
Whether it's the hand sanitizer or the wipes or soap, you name it, face shields, surgical masks, whatever our educators need, whatever the staff needs, whatever our kids need, we're going to make sure it's there.
President Trump is in the Midwest today, stopping in Minneapolis to speak at an event with small business owners who suffered damage in riots following the May death of George Floyd while he was in police custody.
My message to Minnesota is clear. I'm here to help you. We will bring back law and order to your community. We will bring it back, and we'll bring it back immediately.
This as the Democratic National Convention is set to begin tonight, same city, and although it will be mostly virtual. Wall Street, the Dow down 60 points at this hour. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It's the first day of school for some children in the Salt Lake Valley. Some parents have concerns if students will comply with the mask mandate that the governor has issued. How effective have educators in other states been in making sure that kids follow the rules? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson tells us more.
So what we want to do is we want to get our schools open. We want to get them open quickly, beautifully in the fall.
The school year did not open beautifully in states like Georgia. ABC News reports more than 1,000 students in the Cherokee district are under quarantine after nearly 60 cases at 22 schools. And on top of that, parents say there are problems with their online learning. One woman says she's at her wit's end.
If I could afford to move out of Gwinnett County, I would, just to put my kids in a different school district.
Another says her son is looking forward to going back.
He's excited. He can't wait to meet his teacher and talk to his teacher and see who his classmates are.
In Mississippi, there was a hiccup to the school year in the Gulfport School District. Around 100 students are going through remote learning for 2 weeks because a teacher showed mild symptoms. But district spokesperson Sandy East says they were already using a hybrid system where a lot of their students were staying home.
We have about 40% or more of our kids are at home doing the virtual learning. So that makes our classroom size smaller. It allows us the opportunity to do the social distancing better.
He says students in Mississippi are mandated to wear masks, just like the kids in Utah are. But are they complying with it? He says 100% yes. They're quite strict about enforcing the rule.
If they don't have a mask on, they don't get to get out of the car.
Here in Utah, the governor's mandate requires every person on school property wear one without any openings. They have to fit under the chin and they have to be worn even when people can maintain social distance. In the Granite District, if a student refuses to wear one, the parents will be notified. East says there were plenty of families that resisted putting on masks until their county became a hotspot. After that, she says parents made a big difference in convincing their kids they should wear one.
But if mom says, we're going to wear a mask for our safety, and we're going to practice wearing our mask the week before school starts, then the children are more apt to do that.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Well, Valley Freeway traffic, that's moving along just fine. A new crash on the surface streets. Actually, a couple. One is in Davis County. It's eastbound Parish Lane at Marketplace Drive. And then in Salt Lake County, a new crash being called out on the scanners at 2800 Southwest Temple. Great Theater will return to Salt Lake City in 2021. Discover your ticket to feel at pioneertheater.org/ticket to feel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, it looks like we're in for lots of sunshine and super hot temperatures once again. 102 the high tomorrow, 102 also, and lots of sun. 101 Wednesday, with a triple digit day there. Partly cloudy skies on Thursday with a high of 98. That's not much of a break there. 99 Friday, 99 Saturday, partly cloudy skies. And a lot of sunshine on Sunday, 98. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 94 degrees, a lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, quick check of the markets. It's a mixed day for the markets with the Dow right now down by nearly 60 points. We'll get you a complete update coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1222.
Here's a Whipple Service Champions radio visual. Imagine a blockage in a sewer drain from the house to the street. Not at your house, of course, at someone else's with bad luck. Visualize water leaking from the pipes and joints because they weren't connected properly, because they had been damaged, or just because they were installed with poor materials. Now imagine tree roots getting into the sewer pipe to get water and tree food, opening joints as they grow. Imagine raw sewage leaking from the pipe, washing away the dirt that supports the pipe. What a nightmare for them. But maybe all you have is a blockage and you don't want to have any of that bad stuff happen to you, so you call Whipple Service Champions for their $66 drain cleaning special and catch little problems before they become big sewer replacement nightmares. Call Whipple Service Champions. Say the number with me, 801-444-FAST. We make your nightmares more like happy memories.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
With everything that's happening right now across the world, people are getting anxious. But if you already suffer from anxiety or depression and then stack everything on top of that, the personal consequences can be devastating. Don't let your anxiety take over. There is nothing more essential than your mental health. There is a brighter tomorrow, and it can be yours with Therapy Reset. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. It stimulates neuron growth and helps brain cells communicate better with each other. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. The birds will sing and the sun will shine tomorrow, and you need to be a part of it. Right now, new patients get $400 off their treatment series. Therapy Reset is an essential business and open to help with anxiety and depression, especially now. Visit ResetUtah.com for more information and call today. The consultation is free and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. He joins me now for a preview, and happy Monday, Lee.
Hey, Maria, happy Monday to you. I am very excited about today's program, and there is a lot happening at this very moment in terms of presidential politics, specifically here in the state of Utah. I have in my hands right now a 2020 certificate of nomination for unaffiliated candidate. You know the name on this document?
Mm-mm.
Kanye West.
Oh, yes.
So the sideshow, and I don't feel bad saying that because it is exactly that, the sideshow that has been the presidential candidacy of Kanye West has come to Utah. He's filed. He has filled out the appropriate paperwork. He's paid the appropriate fees. He has, in fact, announced a vice presidential running mate, Michelle Tidball. And we will on the program today be speaking with Justin Lee, director of elections here in the state of Utah, who has confirmed that Kanye West has qualified to be on the ballot here in Utah. It strikes me as a joke, but it is also an opportunity to look at the process through which one must pass to get on the ballot. It's a neat look into the way democracy works here in the United States. And of course, in addition to all that, we will be walking through in great detail what exactly is happening with the U.S. Postal Service. Is it under attack? Is it capable of handling the influx of ballots that may come as people look for alternatives to in-person voting? It is a fascinating and very complicated thing, and it is not as straightforward as some in the media are having folks believe today.
Okay, wait a minute. What about the Jazz Nuggets game?
The Jazz Nuggets game. Yeah, they're playing some basketball, I hear, and there's some fake crowd noise being pumped in. Yeah, I feel impressive.
Absolutely. Right now, in the second quarter, Lee, just
very
so
good.
You know, they're up 43-38.
Of course they are.
And Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Pizza lovers across the nation are gripping for a crisis. A shortage of pepperoni is the latest product affected by COVID-19. Good grief. Meat plants say they no longer have enough employees to process the pizza topping favorite, which is leading to shortages and higher prices. KSL Drives, it's expected to be a big hit for Ford. Police agencies across the country are cutting back their purchasing of SUVs. Departments are looking to cut costs, and those $50,000 Explorers are getting the boot. Budweiser wants to become the official beer of Utah. The company was one of the first to put full-weight draft in bars, clubs, and restaurants around the state, and now wants to stand alongside the cherry, sweet onion, and Jell-O as the state's favorite edible drinkable items. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently down by 48 points. It sits at 27,884. S&P 500 up by 13. The NASDAQ up by 115. Coronavirus is delaying the election in New Zealand. More now from ABC's Tom Rivers.
New Zealand, battling a new outbreak, is delaying its elections by a month. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
I have decided on balance to move the election by 4 weeks to the 17th of October. At the end of last week, I was advised that this date is achievable and presents no greater risk than had we retained the status quo.
The outbreak prompted the government last week put the country's largest city, Auckland, under a two-week lockdown and halted election campaigning. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
An excessive heat warning is in effect for the Wasatch Front. A complete update of your traffic and weather coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:28.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything-in-its-place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text CONTEST to 57500, and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking Cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Ricky Meese, do you have any trouble spots for us?
Yeah, we've got a few problems right now. Two are on West Temple. One is an accident with injuries at 2800 South. And then West Temple between 10th and 11th South. We may have possible police activity. It's a spot you want to consider avoiding at the time. And we also have a crash in the cleanup stages eastbound Parish Lane at Marketplace Drive. So if you're trying to get to if you're heading away from I-15, just be aware it's not too far from the freeway, and it had been partially blocking a right lane of traffic, but in the cleanup stages. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, it'd be nice to shake this heat, but not going to happen here. High pressure bringing in lots of sun. Super hot today. 102 could be a record in Salt Lake. 102 tomorrow as well. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chalaios. Right now, 94 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the Jazz trying to make a comeback right now. The score, 43 to Denver, which is right now 50, and there are just 4 minutes left in the second quarter. KSL's top local story this hour.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
We have several new wildfires burning around the state. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards with the latest.
People could see the smoke across Utah County from the mountains above Pleasant Grove. It's the Battle Creek Fire. Burned about 50 acres, and fire officials say they do have it under control. They had to bring in an air tanker, helicopter, smoke jumpers to fight it. No evacuations, thankfully.
There are smaller fires in southern and central Utah that are not threatening any homes, and one near the Mirror Lake Highway that was human-caused. Crews are expected to be back at first light to try and mop up hot spots from a wildfire in the foothills above Pleasant Grove. Neighbors and friends spent much of Sunday watching the flames race up the mountain from their front lawns.
I texted my brother because he lives right here, and I thought they might get evacuated, but they've been really efficient up here putting it out.
Crews say the blaze has already burned at least 50 acres and sent smoke billowing into the air. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. More hot weather is forecast in the west, along with thunderstorms sparking new concern about wildfires. ABC's Will Carr is near the scene of a dangerous blaze in Southern California.
On Sunday, nearly 1,500 firefighters battled the massive fire on Lake Hughes, which has burned nearly 18,000 acres since last Wednesday, destroying at least 21 buildings, including five homes. Officials say over 100 lightning strikes helped fan the flames. This fire is just one of many burning on the West Coast. Triple degree heat is helping many of them grow.
The Lake Hughes fire just 12% contained this morning. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 46 points, sitting at 27,885. S&P 500, it's up by 13. The NASDAQ off to a good start this week, up by 117 points. And coming up, it is a scorcher. High today of 102. We'll check the forecast and check your traffic conditions. Ricky's got a couple of problems for you. KSL News Time, 1232.
Even with school and work upside down right now, we're here.
Markets out of whack? We're here.
We're here for you with important news before 9.
You can always count on us.
KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
There are an abundance of retirement advisors in Utah, but there's only one Safe Money Radio host. That would be Lyle Boss. Hear him on Safe Money Radio Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Lyle will take you through the financial maze that is retirement.
From the ins and outs of Social Security to your 401ks, IRAs, and annuities, let's talk about what is going to get you through your retirement.
Although the market's on a tear right now, what goes up most certainly comes down. Not one of Lyle Boss's clients have lost money in a market downturn in the last 28 years. Why? Knowledge.
You've worked too hard to leave your retirement money on the table. Did you know if you're 59 and a half, you can move money out of your company's 401k retirement plan, even if you're still working there?
Find out more about Lyle Boss and what Safe Money Radio can do for you. Call Lyle now, toll free, 855-866-7233, to order a free Safe Money book and reserve your free one-hour retirement review. That's 855-886-7233. When you advertise on KSL News Radio, sometimes it's not what you say, but who you say it to.
I've been advertising on KSL Radio since 2014, and one thing I can say for certain is that it makes the phone ring.
How do you know your advertising is working on KSL News Radio? Just ask Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox.
Anytime I need to reach the masses, KSL is my go-to source in my efforts to provide tax relief to those in need.
So KSL is bringing customers to you.
KSL is absolutely bringing customers to my door.
Even today, with the business climate what it is, would you recommend KSL?
Don't hesitate. The listenership is solid, and they respond well to the messaging.
Let KSL News Radio help build your business. Call Stephanie Palmer at 801-575-5811. That's 801-575-5811.
Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Let's get the latest on your drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are still enjoying a very nice drive on the Valley freeways. If you're on some of the surface streets getting ready to head back to the office, wrapping up your lunch hour, most of those are in good shape, but you do want to be aware of a crash with injuries affecting traffic in South Salt Lake. This is 2800 South and West Temple. Wasatch Academy. Protect your child's education in a central Utah bubble. It's the alternative to online learning. Enrolling now for in-person classes for the fall semester. Find out more at wasatchacademy.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pretty hard to get excited about going outside for the next couple of days. There is an excessive heat warning in effect right now. 94 degrees, but let's see. We're looking at a high today of 102, the same tomorrow, 101 on Wednesday. And right now, the Utah Jazz down by 10 points against the Denver Nuggets. The score 45-55, and that is in the second quarter. Right now, 94 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City at KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. This is Utah's all-day companion for news.